Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, sitting with Svetlana Lakova, a scholar and an historian and an author, whom I met through her book about Russian intelligence operations in the United States in the 1930s, when the Russians, who were all veteran combatants, were recruited by Joseph Stalin to present themselves as gifted students at MIT, University of Massachusetts, Yale College, Stanford University, all across the country. And their mission initially was find out everything you know about their aeronautical engineering, because we're going to build a fleet of airplanes like nobody else has, said Stalin, is the fast version of Svetlana's depth research, which I recommend. If you think the first time America's been spied upon are the Chinese nationals, you should check Stalin's archives. Okay. However, she's at Cambridge University in 2014 for a dinner in Pembroke College. It is now February, March of 2017. In other words, 3 years later. Svetlana is living in Britain, and she is married to David North, the man she went home with that night because they were affianced at the time. She now has the luckiness of not only being married, but having a child that she's just delivered. There are some health issues afterwards. And however, she's dealing with, she's strong, she's single-minded, and she's a scholar. At the same time, a phone call starts from America, a young man representing himself as the Wall Street Journal. There'll be many phone calls, but this is the first one. What do we know about this phone call? Who is the young man? What does he want to know?
So it was somebody who said, you know, he's calling from the Wall Street Journal. At that point, I'm not particularly well because I am recovering from childbirth. So my husband picks up the call and he gets a phone call from the Wall Street Journal. And they tell me, so rather my husband who tells me the story, which is apparently, so remember, I've just had a baby, but apparently I'm some sort of serial seductress of American, British, senior intelligence officials. So not only I apparently, according to Wall Street Journal, slept with Jenna Flynn, but I also slept with my professor, former professor Christopher Andrew, and also Sir Richard Dilliff, who was the former head of MI6 and then later the head of the Pembroke College. So my husband says, well, it's absolutely ridiculous. Who told you that? And he mentions the name of Stefan Halper. We at that point, by the way, did not know that he was the informant for the FBI, but we remember there was a person that was hanging around and just somebody with malignant, you know, like really bad influence. And so they did not deny he was the source of this. So my husband said, look, we just had a baby. Could you just please not go ahead and publish a story because it's horrible for my wife. And the dialogue was along the lines, well, we're not actually there to get her. We're there to get Jenna Flynn.
That's the first phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go over what I've learned from you. This is a story that will appear in the Wall Street Journal. You're called
right
by a young reporter. He has a name, but we're not emphasizing the reporters at this point. The young reporter conveys to you via David North, your husband, that 3 years before, according to the Wall Street Journal's information, you were linked to General Michael Flynn, the man at the dinner that night. And you were linked in also to Christopher Andrew and Richard Dearlove, two major names in British intelligence. Did they say anything about why you would be linked to them? Did they say anything about Russia?
Well, they indicated that somehow I slept, I had affairs with all of the senior people, which of course I didn't. Now, I haven't personally spoken to them, but my husband had them on the loudspeaker, and my husband felt it was absolutely outrageous to suggest that I would be sleeping around with those people.
Did they link?
I was born
Russia.
In Russia. Yes.
Yes, you were born in Russia, but did they link? Your research is in Russian intelligence. Did that speaker at the time say you were an agent in any fashion?
Well, they basically said that you know, me, Svetlana, slept with General Flynn and other people. And my husband was absolutely outraged by that.
Yes, but why would you do this? Was there a motive behind this?
Well, we didn't know. But so at that point, my husband says, "Well, that's just not true." So we sent them a letter, and I think you can read it. I can send you a copy of. We sent them a letter, and I categorically denying sleeping with anyone.
I understand. But was there any more? Maybe there wasn't. I'm just making sure we understand, given the story that was developed out of this. Did they say it? Did this young man in any fashion say you were a Russian agent? Was there any suggestion that you had contact with the KGB?
Well, the idea was that because I was born in Russia, and then they said that I slept with all these prominent people, that I somehow did it because I was working on behalf of Russian intelligence. And I categorically denied it. I sent them emails. And then within 48 hours, so that was the Wall Street Journal, I then received the same email from New York Times and the Washington Post and the Guardian. So they're, you know, these are people across the Atlantic, and they all wanted to know about my relationship with General Flynn.
Your relationship
within 48 hours.
On the basis of what? General Flynn is a senior intelligence figure in the United States military. And they believe that they're making an allegation against you that has very little to do with intelligence until they say it does. At any point in these communications from, these are senior figures at all the major publications, did they say you were linked with a foreign intelligence agency, or were you just a scholar at Cambridge University?
They initially, so the emails were about my quote unquote relationship with General Flynn.
Right.
Then in further communication, they said something about, you know, me being born in Russia. And then of course, in the articles that they later published, they said that because I was born in Russia and because I had a meeting with General Flynn, that means that General Flynn works for Russian intelligence.
All right. Did they say you work for Russian intelligence?
To me, no. But the four reporters, so that's New York Times, so that's Rosenberg, David Ignatius from the Washington Post, Luke Harding from the Guardian, and the people from the Wall Street Journal, they all contacted me within 48 hours. They all knew my email address, and they all wanted to know about my relationship, quote-unquote, with Jennifer.
And you had nothing to tell them because there was no relationship.
Of course.
3 years later. Now, here's the detail that's fresh. There was long understanding that there had been a source for this defamation. And the source may or may not have been at the dinner. We learn now from declassified documents from the Trump administration, declassified documents that have been available for some years but were not released by the previous administration, that there's a name to the source of the story of the allegation, the defamation against you. And what is the name?
Stephen Halper.
Who is he?
Stephen Halper was masquerading as a professor at my university, the University of Cambridge, but in fact, he was somebody who, it transpires, was known as a dirty political operative.
confidential human source, I think is the FBI language, CHS.
He was CHS for the FBI, and he was connected to the CIA, so he was an informant for the CIA, and he was paid by the Pentagon.
All right, and that name is now clearly indicated in the declassified documents released by the Trump administration, and the FBI has released those documents. The FBI are now headed by a man named Kash Patel. Is all that correct?
Correct.
All right. Stephen Halper was then working with the CIA and the FBI. We don't know, but we think that the CIA was involved. But I've seen a document that indicates he was working with FBI agents who were his contacts. Is that correct?
Correct.
At the time of the dinner, do you have any indication that Stephen Halper was in the room or saw you there or was outside watching or was not invited to the dinner but didn't show? What was Stephen Halper in February of 2014?
He was not present. And later on, in fact, it was admitted he was not at the dinner.
The document that you've shown me that's declassified by the Trump administration says that he had knowledge of these matters. In fact, he then went on to tell his contacts at the FBI that he knows that you left in a cab with General Flynn, and that they were all surprised that you got into the cab with General Flynn. It also says you rode the train with General Flynn back to London. Now, Stephen Halper wasn't there, so he didn't see this. It's important that it didn't happen, but still, is there anyone else who could have seen this? Bill Foster, could he have seen? No, there's nothing to see. He walked you to David North, and David and you went home, correct?
That's right. That's very important. So I was accompanied to the end of the walk from the Master's Lodge to the entrance to the Pembroke College by Bill Foster. And in fact, a couple of hours later, there was an email sent by General Flynn saying he's there. By the person accompanying General Flynn. Saying he's with General Flynn. That was about midnight, and how much General Flynn enjoyed the dinner. And in fact, I was copying the email, so was Stephen Halper, who was not at the dinner, and so was Richard Dilloff. And Christopher Andy then replies and says how he was so pleased about the dinner. So absolutely, I did not leave the dinner with General Flynn. Of course, there was no trip to London. In fact, General Flynn, from my understanding, from his interviews, he went to stay at a hotel in Cambridge. There was no taxi ride. I went home with my husband. Right. And whatever that Stephen Halper described did not happen, and he wasn't there anyway.
All right. The document that I've seen from the declassified FBI files also says that the source, confidential human source, CHS, that's Halper, it was originally declassified, it's now declassified, says that your father is a Russian oligarch living in London. Is there any accurate description? Is anything about that true?
No. So you've seen that nothing from this document is true. So it's not true that I left dinner with General Flynn and then went to London with him. It's not true that I was associated somehow. He said he found me suspicious about being associated with members of Cambridge University. Nothing about this document is true.
Did you know Stephen Halper over the years? Had you ever met him? Had you ever seen
him? I met him, yes. So he came. So we used to have weekly seminars at the University of Cambridge. And I think he maybe came to one or two, so once or twice.
General Flynn. General Flynn or Stephen Halper?
Sorry, Stephen Halper. Right. I've never met General Flynn until.
Right.
I've only met physically General Flynn once, which was at the event, right, at the dinner where he sat across me.
Did you know Stephen Halper before?
Stephen Halper, I knew ish. So he came, I think, two to three seminars that I was present at. But he showed no interest in my research. So we used to have these weekly seminars where people could present their research for the University of Cambridge. And he never showed any interest. He usually was asleep. And I only met him like a couple of times. And then I think I mentioned to you, John, that I received a surprising dinner invitation from my mentor, Christopher Andrew, and Stefan Halper, to meet them in February 2016 at the house of Christopher Andrew. And I refused that dinner because I've only met Stefan Halper twice, and he was not a nice person. He wasn't a kind person. He wasn't a person that you want to be, associated with. And therefore, I refused the dinner. And then from that point, my relationship with my mentor, Christopher Andrew, completely deteriorated because he was very upset that I did not attend this dinner in February 2016. We now know that was the month that General Flynn became the advisor for the Trump administration, for the candidacy of, for Donald Trump, as he was a candidate for the US election.
All right, now, have you ever had a conversation with Christopher Andrew, your mentor at Cambridge University, about these events and the allegations that Stephen Halper made? Not only about you, but also about Christopher Andrew.
No. Sorry. I had one conversation, sorry, about the allegations about Christopher Andrew, which is that when the Wall Street Journal contacted people around Cambridge University claiming that I had affairs with Richard Dilloff and Christopher Andrew, I called him up to let him know, and he thought those allegations were outrageous, and that was that.
He said the allegations are outrageous. To
Yeah.
the
In
report.
fact, he said that his wife picked up the phone when the reporters called her, and she was very upset about that. None of not so it's not true that there were any affairs between anyone.
Christopher Andrew provided information to the newspapers, correct?
Correct.
And what was that information that he provided? Did he say there was nothing to the report that I had
So
information?
he told me privately that the allegations are not true, but unfortunately, he also wrote an article to the Times with the Times of London, saying that or implying that General Flynn somehow took a shine. So he wrote an article in just after General Flynn left the Trump administration. Christopher Andrew wrote an article in the Times of London, saying that General Flynn somehow shown affection to me, or I'm paraphrasing, because he's referring to the events of 2014, and that also General Flynn invited me to Moscow with him. None of it was true.
Well, there.
And I contacted Christopher Andrew to say that this is just not true, like they're lies. And he said something words to the effect that he was put under pressure to publish this
What
article,
about
and that
Richard
was about
Dearlove?
February 2017.
There was an allegation against Richard Dearlove, the former MI6 head as well. Did you ever confirm? Have a conversation with Richard Dearlove after the allegation was made.
I emailed Richard Dilloff saying that, I got this request from the Wall Street Journal to confirm whether or not I had an affair with him. Of course, I didn't. I emailed Sir Richard Dearlove. He did not respond to me.
And you've never heard from Richard Dearlove since.
No.
He's a senior figure in intelligence. His word is the Bible, yes?
Yes.
And that allegation was made in the Wall Street Journal about him, or was that the document, a declassified document? Where is the allegation made against him?
So originally the allegation was made by the reporters, and I emailed him straight away saying that was back in 2017. I emailed him straight away saying this allegation's made. We now know that Stephen Halper said that he has been contacted by Wall Street Journal about the allegations. Separately, I think it would have been correct for Richard Dilloff, because many people told me that as he's a very senior person within British intelligence, he should have come out and said all the stories were untrue, but he never did.
And to this day, they've not denied the stories
No.
in public. Stephen Halper, where is he now?
I don't know.
Stephen Halper, have you had contact with him over these years?
No.
The declassified document that the FBI has provided, the next steps are not obvious. So we'll return to this story, but I want to go through a summary of what you just said about what happened in March of 2017, more than 3 years later. You received a phone call from the Wall Street Journal. You were not well disposed, so your husband, David North, took the phone call. You heard the allegations that are published in the Wall Street Journal on March 18, 2017 at 12:04 a.m., according to my document here. And the title of the piece is, Mike Flynn Didn't Report 2014 Interaction with Russian-British National. Subhead, meeting at a U.K. dinner occurred when he was head of Defense Intelligence Agency. It then goes on to repeat everything you've just been saying, although not the part about you communicating with Christopher Andrew. It doesn't say that. But it implies that General Flynn had contact with Svetlana Lakova at the Cambridge Intelligence Seminar, a gathering of former intelligence officials hosted at Cambridge University in February 2014. Ms. Lakova at the time was a graduate student studying the history of Russian intelligence, according to two people who attended the event. Two people who attended the event. We're not supposed to guess. Let's guess. Who are the two people? Stephen Halper?
Right. So it was so the way I was told by the reporters at the time, it was Stephen Halper and Neil Kent. Neil Kent was another academic. I contacted Neil Kent, and Neil Kent has sent an email back to the Wall Street Journal that I have a copy of, saying none of the above happened. In fact, so the most important thing is that I did not sit next to General Flynn, because the story, the Wall Street Journal story, implies that I somehow got in to sit next to General Flynn at the dinner. That did not happen. And they confirmed that the other source was Stephen Halper. So that's how I knew. That's how I knew back from March 2017. That Halper, like that was before Congressman Devin Nunes and other people, you know, started looking into the role of Stephen Halper. I knew that back in 2017 because that was confirmed to me by the reporters. There's another article by Luke Harding, who is a close friend of Christopher Steele, on 1st of April, April the 1st of 2017, also saying that, like, new evidence suggests that General Flynn was somehow compromised by Russia, and that's again based on the story that he met me. That's the Guardian. So it's not likely that the report. And then there was the reporter from the New York Times, and they later published a story saying I compromised General Flynn. And then there was a reporter from the Washington Post, David Ignatius, who's famous for, you know, being connected to the CIA. And he also contacted me, and I have the emails saying that I want to speak to you about General Flynn. I refused to speak to him, and they didn't publish the story straight away, but later on, his colleague, Tom Hamburger, who I think is now quite famous or infamous for being associated with the Hillary campaign, he published an article saying how Halper was concerned about me, and therefore he had to report to the FBI.
All right, so I want to go over this. Two people who attended the event, according to two people who attended the event, that's the original Wall Street Journal piece. One of the, and the Wall Street Journal told you those two people were Stephen Halper and Neil Kent?
Mm-hmm.
And you spoke...
And then Neil Kent started to interrupt, send them an email saying, this is not my account.
All right.
Because I did not... Because I think there's an important point in the article saying, I sat next to General Flynn, I did not sit next to him.
Was Neil Kent at the dinner?
Yes, Neil Kent was at the dinner. And he was sat on the side of General, so I was on opposite side of General Flynn, sorry, and he was on the side of General Flynn, and, like, you know, maybe four or five spaces away.
Right, but Neil Kent told you that he was not a source for the Wall Street Journal. Is that correct?
He said that Wall Street Journal contacted him. he said that he confirmed there was a dinner with General Flynn, but he then wrote an email that I have a copy of, that where he wrote that it is not true that I sat next to General Flynn.
And the Wall Street Journal said Stephen Halper was the other source.
Yeah.
And General Flynn, I mean, Stephen Halper, was he at the dinner?
But Stephen Halper was not at the dinner. Oh. And he admitted in later court proceedings. And also, you know, from the photograph, he's not there.
All right. All of this is fine until you see the now declassified document from the FBI. And we learn that Stephen Halper was a classified source, CHS, for the FBI, that subsequently became part of the Russiagate hoax. General Flynn was Crossfire Razor, I believe, the target of that investigation by the FBI. This is wonderfully complicated. It makes Le Carre look simple to read. It's wonderful. However, we're just beginning, because the classified document has made this possible to be confirmed. Who is important here to understand, to unravel this years later? Svetlana Lakova. She's the author of several books, one of which tells the beginning of this story called Spygate. But we're going back over details of prior to the 2016 campaign, prior to Crossfire Hurricane, prior to the investigation of Michael Flynn and Donald Trump and other significant figures in and around the Trump campaign. Long prior, well before, in which Stephen Halper was active. If you check your history, Stephen Halper was active at Crossfire Hurricane as well, making allegations against other individuals. It came to nothing in the Russiagate hoax. But this is the beginning that we know about Halper being available to the FBI to make allegations that are false. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.